The story talks about Loki, the son of a giant who was raised by his enemies, the Asgardians, and how Loki deals with the whole situation. Many years ago, when Bor, the ruler of Asgard, was hunting for frost giants, he followed a wounded giant and stumbled upon a powerful sorcerer which was waiting for him. The sorcerer caught him and turned him into snow. Bor's son, Odin, found his father as he was on the verge of dying. Bor begged his son to find a sorcerer who could free him, but Odin didn't care. Bor cursed Odin that he would take in the son of an enemy and raise him as his own. A week later, Odin led Asgardians to battle against the frost giants and defeated their king Loki. Odin found a child which looked Asgardian, which the giants took hold of. The child was Loki, who Loki kept him hidden from the other giants due to his small size. Odin took the boy out of pity to appease his father, and because he was the son of an honorable enemy, he raised him as his own son, along his biological son, Thor. Throughout their childhood, Loki was resentful of the differences in which he and Thor were treated by the citizens of Asgard. The Asgardians valued strength, tenacity, and bravery in battle above all, and Loki was clearly inferior to his brother in those areas. He lacked of size and strength, but he made up for his power and skills, particularly as a sorcerer. As Loki grew, his natural talent for causing mischief would make itself manifest and earned him a nickname as the God of Lies and Mischief. As he grew, he became eager for power and revenge. Several times he tried to get rid of Thor. In time, his reputation grew on to be God of Evil. Over the centuries, Loki attempted many occasions to seize rulership of Asgard and get rid of Thor. He even helped the storm giant, Gan, to escape, and helped out other enemies of Asgard. Odin, who was aware of Loki's mischief, imprisoned him in a tree until someone would shed a tear for him. Loki eventually freed himself by causing a leaf to strike Heimdall, the guardian of Bifrost, in the eye, which made him shed a tear. Loki was freed and went to the sorcerer Eldred, which taught him black magic. He repaid Eldred by giving him the hive demon, Surtur. After that, Loki went to hide somewhere, on the top of a hill with four doors, so he could escape easily. When Odin and Thor came to hunt him, Loki went to a river and transformed himself into a salmon. His aim was to swim to the sea, far away, or live there. The gods set traps for him, but he avoided them easily. And as Loki thought he was safe, Thor leaped in the water and fished Loki, using his bare hands, and by luck got hold of his tail. This is why salmon have narrow tails, because Loki struggled so hard and Thor held so tightly.